Blog Talk Radio.
But today my guest is a brilliant young woman named Tanya Yalley, and she and her husband Nick own two businesses in downtown Lake Worth. One is a bookstore called Sugar Plum and the Grumbling Growler, and the other is the Gigi Art Gallery Wine and Beer Bar. So, Tanya, how are you today?
Good. How is everyone doing?
Tanya.
Great. Translated as a woman.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'm here.
Wait. My board is today. Okay, so Tanya, tell us about your two businesses. But before you do, we're going to have you on again on the 10th of February, which is going to be just before your event on the 13th. So today
we have
a short show. We'll talk a little longer on the 10th of February, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
So tell us about which business did you open first?
Sugar Plum and the Grumbling Growler, we opened that one first. That one's in downtown Lake Worth, and it's across the street from the Lake Worth post office. And one side was an art gallery, and the other side was a bar. And then because of the pandemic, we had to stay closed for 9 months. And when we were allowed to open again in October of 2020, we changed the art gallery into a bookstore. And then we turned the bar into a gamer lounge. And then we added another art gallery across from the Hatch at 1120 Lucerne. And that is that's a full art gallery, and it will be a full bar and art gallery. So it's almost like we have four spaces downtown.
And how do you stay sane?
I'm sorry, could you say the last thing again?
How do you stay sane?
Oh, I didn't hear the last question.
How do you stay sane?
Oh, it's
the art gallery.
Right. It's an acronym, so it's SP and GG.
I see. Okay. Gotcha.
So it's
now. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, so tell us about your event on the 13th of February.
We're doing a soft opening for the art gallery. And basically, because of COVID, we're not doing a grand opening. I'm doing the quotes with my fingers like you can actually see me. We're not doing a grand opening. We're doing a soft opening because we're trying to make sure we don't have too many people that come. And we're doing it the day before Valentine's Day as a self-love day. So we're going to celebrate self-love and self-care and all those good things before the big day.
Okay. Now, is that at the bookstore or the gallery? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry. Tanya? Say that again, Dr. Cartwright. Yes, I can hear you.
I said, is that at the bookstore or at the gallery?
At the art gallery. So the soft opening is going to be at the art gallery at 1120 Lucerne Avenue.
What time?
It's going to start at 12, and we're going to have a little live jazz music at from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And then we're going to do open mic night poetry at 2 o'clock, and then we'll do the poetry for about an hour or two, and then we're going to have a little bit of jazz by Blanche at 4 o'clock, and then we end it at 6.
Great, beautiful Blanche Williams, flautist.
Yes, Blanche Williams is going to stop by at 4. And then I have to, you recommended a lovely young lady. Let me get her name out.
Kim Jenkins. Kim.
Yes, Kim Jenkins will do, she's going to do something for us at from 12 to 2.
Okay. Now, this show is the Arts Reporter, but on the 10th, I'm going to interview you on Music Woman Radio, because we are working together on a calendar to hopefully bring a monthly event to your bookstore or the gallery. It's right across the railroad track. So I would like
that would be
to,
lovely. We would love that.
Yeah, and we want to make this a promotional event that people will learn about your bookstore, because I cannot believe that you have been there for 3 years, 2 years, and we were going to jazz on J Street at the bookseller, and we never knew about your bookstore.
Well, originally, my bookstore was down across the street from Lake Worth High School, but the city didn't want me to open up a bookstore in that area. They said the zoning wasn't good for it. So I already had, 2,000 books in my collection when they told me that I couldn't do the bookstore there. So what I did was when the bookseller closed in May, I moved I moved like 30% of my books from the downtown, from the building in front of the high school. I moved them into the building at 709 Lucerne across from the post office. Because once the bookseller closed, I saw an opportunity to be able to, follow the guidelines that Lake Worth was asking by being in a retail space. And I already had the retail license for the art gallery, so changing it into a bookstore wasn't difficult to do. It was just a matter of moving the inventory from one location to the other.
Mm. Okay, so what is your vision for 2021?
Well, I would like to see, I would like to have more people know that we're down here. There are very few businesses that are owned by people of color in the downtown Lake Worth area. So with the opening of two locations, one for books, one for art, and then two bars, we're definitely going to be bringing something different to the area, which is ownership of businesses in a historic, in a city that has historic a background with people of color, but it's not really talked about as much as it should be.
Okay, so I just want to remind you, my father was raised in Lake Worth, and he died at 99 years old in 2018. We are fully aware of the racial climate in the city of Lake Worth, but we still have to keep pushing each other to do the things that we need to do.
Right, exactly. And we're well known as a safe space for people from all races, backgrounds. That's the one thing that's made us stand out, not just as a Black-owned business, but as a business where we have people from all walks of life that work with us within the art gallery, within the bar, within the bookstore. So we have a representation of all the different cultures that South Florida is made up of. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm used to that. That's my upbringing. My parents are Jamaican. I was born in England, and I went to school with people from all over the world. So when I moved to Palm Beach County and saw how a little bit divided it seemed that they were when I moved here in 2012, I made it a goal of mine to change that. And because Lake Worth is a little bit smaller, and they were up and coming when we moved to Lake Worth. When we moved our businesses to Lake Worth, that was in 2007, and I saw that we were one of the only people of color or Black people that owned something or owned a business down here. That was back in 2007. So now in 2021, it's still like that. So it's been our aim to change that and make everyone feel welcome in the downtown Lake Worth area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time. It's just time. You know, we've come to a place in this country where we just cannot accept racial inequality anymore. And it's going to take people, young people like you, to push it out of the way. And I really salute you and your husband for the work that you're doing. Okay. And we are going to help you as much as possible. Okay.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's been 14 years for me. My son learned how to walk in the first building that we moved into down here. So it's very nice to hear that. It's really, really nice to hear that, because it's definitely been a struggle this past decade and a half.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you. Call me when we finish with this.
Okay. Okay, I'm here. I'm just running around with my kids.
Okay, but you need to call me back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so call you back.
Thank you, Tanya, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye, Dr. Cartwright.
Bye-bye.
It's a love so song. 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 Toes, straight A's to dope rhyme, Cool Herc to King Cole, Ice T to Eckstein, Player Daddy O, Break Beats, Broken Time,
pork pies and Kangos, Houdini to Earl Hines.
Uptown Harlem at Mittens in Manhattan is where the cats would improvise, while other cats were scatting. Then it moved downtown, where upper class hung out, to listen to the hip cats talking that jazz. And in the 50s, the lingo crossed the water to Berlin and to Paris, where Baron's daughter understood the story, spoken in all blue notes, fast notes, hot notes, sounding like some new notes.
Was a smash hit.